All right. Good afternoon, Lane. Are you in Los Angeles?
I am in Los Angeles. I'm in Big Ten country. I'm staring right at the Rose Bowl right now.
We thought you might be taking a day, and I don't know. We thought you might stay back and go to Pink tonight.
Wife and daughter are going to it.
So, oh, nice.
They're gonna check out Pink. My wife's actually been to her before. One other time, she said it's one of the best shows she's ever seen. So, good for them. But I'll be hanging out in Pasadena, maybe trying to find somewhere to have dinner. I don't know. I mean, I've got the whole day in front of me. We don't have to make plans yet.
Okay.
Kind of go with the flow.
Now, before you left to get on that plane to fly out to Los Angeles, did your wife and children say, please don't leave me?
Is that a Pink song?
How'd you know that?
It's also playing in the background.
Yeah,
playing in the background.
Or do you think after you left, did they just raise your glass kind of thing?
Well, I mean, the only song I can think of off the top of my head is Get This Party Started.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
That's the anthem of hers, right?
Yes,
and I know
for sure.
She's got some other good stuff, but that's the only one I can really, you know, when you put, you know, put me under pressure, that's the only one I can really come
up
with.
Okay, well, we know you do your best work under pressure, Lane.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but, you know, we try.
So
we try to do our best.
When the Bucks travel to Los Angeles and Miami, there's something called the South Beach flu and then the Los Angeles flu. Does that happen with broadcasters when you go out west? Or you I don't know, may not feel so well the next day after you arrive?
I'm going to disappoint. I am the most boring 42-year-old man on the history of the planet. We got in last night pretty early. I mean, all things considered, I think it was, we got to the hotel before 10, off day to today. There's an opportunity to go out and have a little bit of fun. I went to my room, turned on the TV and thought I might watch something for a second before I go to bed. And by the time I pulled the covers up, I turned the TV off, and I was asleep by 10:15.
Attaboy.
And it was one of the best nights of my life. It was tremendous.
How nice is the hotel?
How thrilling am I? Oh, the hotel's great. Yeah. Yeah, very, very rarely is the hotel not nice. But right in Pasadena, great area. By the way, Mike Vassallo says hello. Josh Maurer says hello as well.
Oh,
we're
very
just
nice.
Taking in the view of the Rose Bowl right
now. Yeah, you guys about to get it done. You got to have some fun out there. Pasadena is a lovely, lovely place. And it's also nice to be traveling after winning 3 straight against the White Sox to get this party started, if I can borrow another Pink pun, because it doesn't get easier after that, Lane. Not that it was easy against Chicago, but this is kind of the teeth of the road trip here.
Yeah, you're on a roll, by the way, with your puns. I don't know if on a roll is a Pink song or not. I don't think it is, but... yeah, no, that was a great start. I think knowing what was on the horizon with the final 2 stops of this trip, to go sweep the White Sox, to get things going in the right direction for the rest of this trip was a big deal. And the Brewers played good baseball. They won 2 one-run games, the extra inning game on Friday. Kind of the formula we're seeing with this team. Typically low scoring, which Saturday was, and typically close. And as a result of that, that A bullpen gets worked a lot, and they've performed at an extremely good clip for this team this year. And if they're going to keep winning on this road trip, they're going to need them more, because there's probably going to be more low-scoring games that they're going to try to come out on the winning side of. So, there's 40-plus games left. It's going to be a little bit of a sprint now to the finish. I like where the Brewers are at, but there's some huge games with the Cubs coming up before this thing's all said and done.
Yeah, they've kind of done something here. I remember writing a piece maybe a couple of weeks ago saying it was a 2-team race to the finish, and I had Brewers and Cubs. I had dismissed the Reds because I didn't think they could get any hotter than they had, and they have since cooled off, but the Cubs have stayed on a bit of a roll here.
Yeah, they have. They have a good lineup. I think they have a pretty good rotation, too. The Cubs probably aren't as strong in the bullpen as the Brewers are. I don't think they're as strong in the rotation either, because up at the Brewers rotation at this moment, with everybody healthy and pitching the way they are, up against anybody's rotation probably in baseball. But the Cubs have a very good lineup, and they have some guys that have won before too. I think that's, to me, that's the difference. The Reds are young, they're exciting, they're very talented, but I think there's an element of being really excited to be here for Cincinnati, and I don't think that's probably as much the case with the Cubs. Dansby Swanson's been there. He's done that. Cody Bellinger has been there, he's done that. Marcus Stroman, even though he's on the injured list, he's been there, he's done that. And so I think that probably plays into it a little bit in the month of September, too. I think veteran leadership matters, especially in that final month when every game starts to feel more and more like a postseason game. And I think that's why I would give the Cubs maybe a little bit of a leg up over the Reds down the stretch.
He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. You may not be here, Lane, but you are the glitter in the air for this afternoon show.
Is that another pink song?
Just might be.
We think so.
Lane, have a good call. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Guys, I appreciate it. Good to talk with you.
It is 4:27. He's like, these guys are nuts. What are they doing?
He's never calling back. Lane is done.
We'll call him.
Good to have you on the show.